Your personal data could soon be stored not on a phone or server, but locked inside a molecule so tiny it's invisible to the naked eye. Researchers have cracked the code on storing digital information in synthetic molecules called polymers, which are long chains of anything from plastic to protein made from building blocks known as monomers. Each monomer sends out a unique electrical signal that a special electrochemical technique can decode, turning these tiny sequences into passwords or secret messages. This game-changing technology could redefine data security without relying on traditional storage devices. To learn more about this groundbreaking work, I spoke with Professors Eric Anslin and Praveen Pasupathi from the University of Texas at Austin. Eric started by telling me how he had looked to nature for inspiration on the project.
Nucleic acids store, by virtue of the four monomers they have, A, T, C, and G, all the information for life. So it's well recognized that information can be stored in molecules known as polymers based on the sequences of the monomers in the polymer.
And could you explain in simple terms how this method works?
There's four different monomers that we have, just like DNA has four monomers, where we put them in a particular sequence. So for an example, let's say we have monomers A, B, C, and D. A sequence could be AADC or DBCA, any combination of those four monomers in a chain of four, ultimately gives 256 combinations. And we were inspired to develop a method to read the individual 256 combinations using something that could interface ultimately with the electronic circuitry of a computer.
And Praveen, could you get into the electrical side of this?
I'm going to use a Lego block example here. If you use four Brilliant. Different colors, you can use the colors that will tell you a sequence. Like you can get combinations of colors and you can get different sequences of colors, but colors are read optically. And Eric had to develop chemistries that would allow these polymers to produce electrical signals. And the technique we chose to use was to use electrochemistry that allows us to extract an electrical signal that sort of corresponds to each color of the Lego block. Eric's chemistry allows us to break down this molecule in a sequence, sort of like a firecracker when you light it at one end and kind of explodes in a sequence. That allows these molecules to come off in a sequence. And each of these have a unique electrical signal. And we watch what signal comes at what time. And then we can put the sequence back together.
So you're basically decoding a secret message.
Yes, that's the hope. We encode it first and then we decode it. Much like the same way that it's done with DNA-based storage too.
Why is a discovery like this important? What do you see as the biggest impacts or the potential applications?
I think yesterday I was talking to Eric and he said something quite poignant, is that the thing we want people to take away from here is there is another way to interface, or to use a simpler term, talk to these polymers, which has not yet been done before.
And Eric, would you be able to tell us what's next for this technology? Where do you take it from here?
So the next thing we would like to accomplish is, now that we have a method to read electrochemical signals, we want to see if we can get that signaling methodology to also work on computer chips themselves. Right now, data storage using polymers that are not naturally occurring, such as nucleic acids or proteins, is primarily read with a technique called mass spectroscopy. So by having an alternative, one that produces an electrical signal, you can imagine the future of information storage actually being read by a computer chip, because probably obvious that computer chips are using electricity.
Do you think by using these synthetic molecules would be able to store as much information as DNA can store?
Certainly not at this stage, not at this moment in time. With further development, yes, I believe we can ultimately achieve information storage that rivals nucleic acids. Most of the investigators that are working on using unnatural polymers for information storage certainly have that same belief. So we're not the only group working in this area. Our main contribution was getting the sequencing or decoding method to produce electrical signals.